Today, the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. This is letter number 1806. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, Tavshin Yud Beis. Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe said, I received your letter from the third day of the portion of Eschanon. And the Rebbe sort of excuses himself for not responding immediately. The Rebbe says there were many reasons that my response has been delayed. And here the Rebbe says, you write about your house on New York Avenue. New York Avenue is two streets from 770, you know, Kingston, Brooklyn, New York. But New York is a big street. I'm not sure exactly whether he's talking about near Crown Heights or he's talking about further away. But in any event, he's writing about the house that next door, a colored family bought a house. And therefore, your mother, as she lives, doesn't know what she should do with her house. Apparently, as the Rebbe will say, and we'll see later on, that they were afraid that they're going to lose the value of the house. You know, as it happened in so many places, the prices of the housing, people started to leave the neighborhoods when the colored people moved in, and then the prices fell down, and she was worried about that. As you'll see in a minute, later on, the Rebbe explained there's nothing to worry about. He says sometimes the white neighbors are worse than colored neighbors. But first, the Rebbe tells her that, as far as I remember, the Rebbe says, I already answered once on a similar question that it seems to me that you should sell the house to a buyer that is going to give the best price without conditions. Just right out, without conditions. But also, at the same time, you should invest this in another house in a more fitting section. So the Rebbe says, sell it over there, buy it in the first. And the Rebbe will explain later on why he's saying this. As far as the second question that you're asking, that your mother has a lawsuit. Somebody fell down the stairs, and the insurance, and he's demanding $20,000. And the insurance only covers a half of it. Look at the questions that they're asking the Rebbe over here. About that, you know. So, but the Rebbe takes the time, answers everything. He says, and you're asking me, is it fitting to get, to hire a lawyer, to take a lawyer? So the Rebbe says like this, well, it seems to me, that itself you need to sort of consult a lawyer. Because in such a case, in most times, the court does not give the entire claim. But on the other hand, there are lawyers that undertake a case not for a set price, but a percentage on a contingency basis from the amount that they will win for their client. So for sure, you'll find somebody that you can ask. So here again, the Rebbe is, you know, they're asking the Rebbe these questions, and the Rebbe is saying to them, you know, giving him, you know, the best, that ask a lawyer whether you need a lawyer, and try to get a lawyer. It seems like that is going to take it on a contingency basis, so you will know what it is. And either way, I've just my own note, it seems usually the contingency basis is upon the one who wins the case, no? So that you get. But in this case, what does contingency mean? In other words, how much of the 10,000 he's going to save her? Maybe a contingent upon that, there's going to be. That looks like what it is.
Yeah, right.
But in most, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, in most cases, contingency would be what they get for you. In any event, the Rebbe says like this, I want you to tell your mother, give over to your mother, that she should not be in a panic. She should not panic. The fact that there is a colored family moves in next door. because they are also humans, which you could live together. On the other, and just the opposite, amongst the white, there can be sometimes such that are no good. And the reason the Rebbe says that I'm advising you to sell the house is not because the Rebbe is saying is, not that I think that that's such a good idea or something, but the Rebbe says is, number one, is the prices may fall. I mean, the facts of the matter doesn't change, that the value of the homes may go down. He's afraid that, telling you to, if you sell the house. But number two, I'm saying that would sort of calm her down, calm her nerves, so she won't be so nervous. So the Rebbe is basically giving them some practical, and there is, in the Hasidus, this is not nothing to do with the letter, but it says that when the Yidden came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they asked for meat. Moshe Rabbeinu says, where do I get meat from? In other words, really, Moshe Rabbeinu was someone who was involved with the spirituality, leading the Jewish people on a spiritual level, but not in the very, you know, physical things. And here, but the answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu as a leader takes care of all the needs, basar, whatever it needs. The Rebbe took care. If somebody asked the Rebbe about a lawsuit, what to do and what to do about a house, the Rebbe advised. The Rebbe says, I was happy to read that you recited a mimer on, it's a Hasidic discourse on Yud Vistamus. I hope that you will utilize the time that you're in the hotel, in which many different people get together from various different cities, so to give over to them at least the principles of the Hasidic teaching as it relates to the love of Hashem, the love of Torah, and the love of a Jew. May the blessed Hashem succeed you with a good settlement, and your mother should have lots of Yiddish nachas for all of her children, may they live. So first the Rebbe advises the person based upon their question. So the Rebbe says, get the best price, no conditions, and take the money, and don't put it away in the bank, but invest it in a home in a good section. And as far as the lawsuit, the Rebbe says, consult somebody, whether you should consult a lawyer, and try to do it on contingency basis, seems like. But the main thing is, the Rebbe says, tell your mother not to worry. She shouldn't be in a panic. Don't worry that you have a neighbor. I'm just telling you that because the Rebbe says, because you're worried about the prices, or you worry about, she's nervous. But the Rebbe says there's really nothing to be panicked about. And the Rebbe is appreciates the fact that he's reciting the mimer, and he tells them to take advantage when they're in a hotel. I'm not sure why they were in a hotel. Was it a vacation? Was it a business? Something happened to the house they moved? I don't know exactly. But the Rebbe says, take advantage and teach other people at least the main principles of Hasidus, which is loving Hashem, loving the Torah, loving another Jew.